Chaz Mossett is going to join us from Car 55. He drives for the Super Cheap Auto Racing team in one of these Mustangs. Firstly, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me again.
We were talking just before. I don't know if you heard our little dribble there about the endurance, because it's not so much. It's not only endurance on the track, but for the punters off the track, and you would see all the sights and sounds. They'd love you, blokes. You're like gods.
Yeah, it's I'm kind of actually a bit jealous of the punters out there. They get to hang out here on the hill and get to watch supercars go around. And for me, it's pretty awesome to be part of it all. So, yeah, love the 1,000 event here. You know, it's always a hard slog every year. There's pretty much 25, 26 combinations that go home and think about what could have been. Mm-hmm. And one combination Sunday night that's, you know, feeling like gods around here. So, look, that's what we keep coming back for. That's what we keep fighting for. And, you know, to win the Peter Brock Memorial Trophy is pretty cool as well. So, a lot on the line this weekend.
How much of the fans you actually see as you're going up the mountain, because you're doing 200, 250 kilometres an hour, but can you actually see what's going on at different stages?
Yeah, generally in the outlap when we're cruising around and bringing the car up to temperature before we start our first flying lap, you'll have a bit of a sticky beak around, and it really overwhelms you how many people are, you know, how many rows deep are people off the fence back to the hill part, definitely on the top of the hill, are watching the sessions and stuff like that. So it's, yeah, it's unbelievable the amount of people that get here. It is our grand final of supercars, so it's, yeah, it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it's obviously the biggest race here in Australia. And in most sports, they always celebrate milestone games for players in teams. It's your 200th drive in supercars for this race.
Yeah,
do you anything special for that?
No,
you get any recognition for being crazy. Part of 200?
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't even believe I got 200 races. I can't even count over 10. So lucky, lucky somebody else has been counting for me along the way. But you know, I think it just for me, it's awesome to know that I've had a good stint in this career as being a supercar driver and done a lot of races. But I'd love to achieve a lot more too, you know, going forward. So yeah, it's pretty cool. But got to keep moving forward.
You're third in the championship. What gives you the confidence that you think you can win on Sunday?
Well, the championship has nothing to play with when you come to this event, and the way the championship's unfolded this year, pretty much everyone in the situation is just to give this thing a go or bust effort, you know what I mean? So this race is going to be pretty hectic out there. The championship, I feel, has kind of moved away from being achievable. There's a lot of points to be gained from the first place, and the first place guy's comfortable enough at the front that he can have a red hot crack at this race as well. So it's going to be open slaughter. No one's going to be thinking about championship come Sunday.
Your future, there's been a little bit of talk about what you're doing. Have you made, you finalised what your future, whether it's supercars or something overseas yet?
Nah, not as yet. I mean, I think the goal is to still be here in supercars and what I'm doing, but just not sure where I'm going to fit in at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Chaz, all you guys, you look, you know, cool and calm, and you know, you see you before the race, but what's it like sitting in the car waiting for the light to turn green? How nervous or how pumped are you? And how careful do you have to be on that first turn?
When the engine's running and you're waiting for the light and stuff like that, you're not nervous or anxious. It's more the half an hour grid build up before the event. You know, you come up, pull your car up. It's going to sit there for half an hour before you even have the opportunity to go do your formation lap. And you just got this half an hour of just running through scenarios through your head. It kind of tears you apart. So it's cool for the fan experience that comes in, but it's crazy for the drivers, I feel. You know, you just got so much more time on your hands to think about the positives and the negatives that that could possibly happen in the next half an hour.
And it's a latest start this year, is that right?
So does
How do you go then with your preparation? How will that affect your prep, and does it change?
Not so much. I mean, this year they've changed a few little practice sessions, done a few different things. So it's, for me, you know, you just build through the weekend with the practices going forward. The race, yeah, a little bit start later start, but it doesn't really do anything for us drivers.
The Mustang has been the talk of the town.
Yeah.
You're in one. Sandbagging's been spoken about. We've spoken some of the other drivers, not so much the Mustang drivers, are talking about it. Have you shown everything you've got yet with the Mustang?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you can't go into today in qualifying without actually knowing what you got. It's one of those things that our category is generally pretty good for. I don't believe anyone really sandbags out there. It's just not worth it. It only just stuffs you over in the long run. So, yeah, I mean, yesterday I think it was a really good form guide to see who the quick cars were at the front. as always, today there's a bit more practice where there's going to be a few more cars, you know, try a different setup, make their car faster. Sure. No doubt our car, we weren't completely happy with it as well, but the whole field, I think we'll just keep going faster and faster. And then the track migration is the big thing too. You know, yesterday was the first time cars are on track. Mm-hmm. You got to get all that dust off, start laying some rubber down. You know, the difference from yesterday to today can be massive on the track. It might hurt people, might make people stronger. It's we'll just have to wait and see today.
So the Mustang, you drove that in 14, not the Mustang, but you drove the Ford. This new car, because obviously the Holden blokes and fans going, oh, this car, you know, it's just too good. This not. How have you found it different to that old Falcon?
To be honest, it's as a driver driving the car, not so much. I mean, I think the whole category now has kind of slowly found a bit more efficient aerodynamics. Yep. The cars are always getting nicer and nicer built along the way, cleaning up some of the processes and stuff. The biggest thing for us this year is probably the rule regulations around more the spring package. And for our team, we were running this spring package probably about 2 years ago. And we're kind of happy that it's came back because we have a lot of data on running it and running it successfully. So that's been the biggest thing that's kind of helped us out this year as our team. But saying that, you know, the category is doing what they're doing in the background to make sure it's as close as possible. You know, I think this weekend you're going to see as it's really quite open to a lot of different combinations who can win it.
Yeah, I saw you say in the news, the form guide goes out the window when you come to Bathurst, right? We've got a lot of punters listening to this up on the top of the mountain, or they're coming here today. They love having a bet with the tab. You're $9 to win Bathurst. Tell the punters out there why you win. Why do you win it?
Oh, I don't know. Is this still count as insider trading if I tell them why I'm going to win it?
Not if you tell everyone, it's fine.
Dave Reynolds said they win, and then Yulden went in the wall yesterday. Anything can happen.
I think the biggest thing, if I'm talking to the punters out there, is there's so many combinations that can win it. I won it from last on the grid in 2014. Yeah. So, I mean, have a crack at some value. Why not, eh?
$9, yeah.
$9. The thing I want to ask you, Chaz, and you were involved in a nasty accident a couple of years ago, and then we saw Dave Reynolds' team have that crash yesterday. How important is it for the team to work well together and the people behind the car? You know, we see the drivers as the face, but your team, how much effort and work they put in over the 45 days?
Yeah, 100%. We couldn't do what we do without an awesome crew underneath us. And our team, we got four cars and, you know, probably about 40 people travel with us to the event.
Yeah,
but there's still another 30 that don't quite get the recognition as well back at the workshop, making sure that the prep, you know, the weeks leading up to this event, you know, gets put into the cars as well. So, sometimes you find that you hear the guys might not get out of here till 12 o'clock at night, just going over the car and they found something and they want to keep making it a little bit better. It's a bit easy for drivers. We'll do the hard laps and get hot and sweaty, but they'll send us home reasonably early, make sure we're fresh for the day after. But we couldn't do it without our awesome crew underneath us. And like I said, I don't know how they back it up sometimes. They go home at 12 and back at the tracks at 6, and that's actually probably an early night. So it's crazy how much effort they put in here.
Mate, bring home the chocolates for your fans. Thanks for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Go good today.
Hey, thanks very much. Cheers.